This recording, Scotland 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and get a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. And I'm from Hamilton, which is just outside Glasgow, but I spent the latter years of my adolescence in Glasgow itself, because I spent a lot of time living there and working there. More the west end of Glasgow, because I was fortunate enough to have quite a lot of artist friends. So a bit snobby do you. But I was actually born in a barracks because my dad was in the army when I was born. Mm-hmm. And I remember marching around the square going, "Fucking bloody C-U-N-T and all sorts, copying all the soldiers that were swearing. So I picked up swearing quite early. And then just moved around quite a lot as a kid. But we spent the longest time in schools and living just in and around Glasgow. We moved a lot. We moved about once a year. So that accent's a bit odd. Trained at drama school, so it's gone.